Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I have not done this in since last Wednesday. Hopefully, I can still figure. I mean, I've got my microphone turned on. It seems to me the stream is running correctly. You can go and follow the stream on the Fox Sports Radio 1400 Facebook page. It's right over there for you. So I've got all that done. Yeah, we're good on that front. Let's just hope that I can put together a show that will entertain you for a little bit. For those of you that are new, we're here every day from 3 to 4 o'clock. I need another hour of time. Please call and complain to the program director and say, you know what, we need more of Rob. Why not? Because especially with stuff like today, I could probably do like 4 hours of radio today and not really break a sweat. I mean, I really, 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 really could. All right, but we're here every day from 3 till 4 o'clock. Let's jump right into it. You know, I titled the show today. That college football could change dramatically starting this week. And people are like, wait a minute. All right. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? You remember last season when we were at ACC kickoff and we got the word, and I remember sitting next to my buddy Lawton Swan, who of course hosts Clemson Sports Talk every day from 4 to 6. By the way, happy birthday to Brandon, watching online. Brandon is 37 today. Way to go, Brandon. Happy birthday, sir. But anyway, last year at ACC kickoff, Lawton, we're in the middle of doing his show, and all of a sudden someone taps me on the shoulder and says, hey, Texas and Oklahoma are going to the SEC. And when I first heard it, we're in the middle of doing the show. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, yeah, that's an Onion headline. That's, you know, satire. That's not going to happen. Why would Texas join the SEC? They've got their own network. They pretty much, they do whatever they want to in the Big 12. Why would they join the SEC? Why would anybody, why would Oklahoma want to do that? I mean, they've got the rivalries that are in the Big 12. Why would they do that? It doesn't make any sense. And then, all of a sudden, it comes out that, yeah, they're joining the SEC. How do you think that started? Well, I'm pretty sure that at the SEC summer meetings, spring meetings, whatever it is you want, that happened pretty much last season, and then the dominoes have been falling ever since. Here's the big thing. Some of the stuff that's going to be discussed at these SEC meetings in Destin, Florida, it comes down to, let's start with the playoff, and this is huge. Now, Greg Sankey has said point blank, yeah, we're good with staying with four teams, and you know what? If I were in his position, that's what I would be able to do. That's exactly what I would be able to do. And I would want that because then guess what? I have got I've got pretty much every year the SEC champion's going to be in the college football playoff. And there are years where we get two teams in the college football playoff. So in theory, if you're the SEC commissioner, you think of the college football playoff as the SEC Invitational. Yes, we're going to have some SEC teams here, but we're going to have some other teams that come into the mix too, and they're welcome to come. And it'll be like last season when we have Michigan and they get throat punched. And Cincinnati, welcome first group of five team. Come on in here. And then you can get throat punched too, and then we'll have an all-SEC final. That's how, that's the way that Commissioner Sankey, I'm sure, looks at it. he doesn't want to expand and bring other teams into the playoffs because that gives more money to other programs and other conferences, and why would you want to do that? So the next playoff contract does not need unanimous approval by all FBS conferences, but a simple majority of the Power 5 conferences in Notre Dame. As it currently stands right now, it's a 3-3 deadlock, which the Alliance, of course, which was set up when Texas and Oklahoma decided to join the SEC, and the SEC, the Big 12, and Notre Dame, which, by the way, can we get past the point where Notre Dame essentially has the same weight as a Power 5 conference? Aren't we not tired of that? What in the world has Notre Dame done that brings them this whole thing of, yeah, you should be, I mean, you get the same voice as a Power 5 conference? I'm beginning to think that it's a religious thing, that there are a lot of folks that are Catholic and they want Notre Dame to have a say in the mix there. And I think it comes back down to just the religious aspect of it. And I'm sorry, religion shouldn't be part of college football. Join a conference, Notre Dame. Welcome to reality. Pick a conference and go to that conference. Okay? This nonsense of, well, we're independent and we should have... No. One of the things that Greg Sankey should do if he's going to go out on a limb and try to change the college football playoff is say point blank, you know, it's harder for a team from my conference, or extend an olive branch, the Big 12, the Pac-12, the ACC, to get into the college football playoff than it is for Notre Dame. So you know what? We're going to exclude you. You can go and have your own little conference over there, Notre Dame, where you can make up your own championship and be independent. Go and play those independent teams. Play UMass. Play whoever the other independent teams are. You play them, and you can determine if you're the national championship for them. And we'll see if NBC decides to keep giving you tons and tons of money to be their featured matchup on Saturdays. That's how you get Notre Dame to join a conference, by the way. Is you have someone with a satchel that tells them, we're not going to continue to cater to you and your independent nonsense. We're going to get out of that. This whole thing of they have basically the same voting power in the college football playoff as the Alliance, the SEC, and the Big 12 is stupid. I said it. It's stupid. I don't care what Notre Dame did when Lou Holtz was there and Parsegian and all the... I don't care. This is different now. It's a completely different landscape. Join a conference. And you know what? The NBC folks, stop giving them money. You can get better matchups and get more people watching your network than you can have with Notre Dame and Navy on a specific Saturday in the fall. And that's not being disrespectful to Navy or Notre Dame. I'm just saying I can think of better matchups that they could get more money for. They absolutely could do that. So I don't know. Maybe NBC is trying to still be the Catholic network, and that's fine. I'm not ripping Catholics either. I'm just saying there is something that is there with Notre Dame that they get all of this stuff, and it doesn't make any sense. So much so that the ACC had them by the barrel the COVID-19 year. Had them over the barrel. They could have made them join the conference or say, you know what, you're not going to play this year. And they didn't do it. And I don't know why they didn't do it. No clue. It's a mess. I've got to read Big Barney Ross's comment. At LSU, it takes 10 students to screw in a light bulb, and they all get credits for the four semesters. Vandy, it takes two to screw the bulb in. One, to tell everyone how they did it, just as good as an Ivy League school did. Very good, sir. Yes, Vanderbilt is the Ivy League school of the SEC. Thank you, Big Barney Ross, for joining the program. Tom says, Rob just wants Notre Dame to join a conference so he can point to them when the SEC apologists bring up the weakness of the conference. Look, no, sir, you're mistaken, sir. If you don't think that Notre Dame being an independent hurts college football, I mean, I really can't help you. Join the SEC. I know that you guys have to have, oh my goodness, we're the end of all time. Why don't we put all 126 teams in the SEC? Would that make you guys happy? Whatever it is that you need. Whatever it is that you need to stroke your ego when you, the teams that talk about, hey, we play in the SEC, a lot of them don't really win much. They're teams that finish 7-5 and go to the Music City Bowl. It's just the way that it is. Okay? But, I mean, if you have to have all of that, good for you. Good for you. Tom, by the way, has Dabo Swinney syndrome. He says 125 Clemson can't join. Maybe because that's because his program can't really compete with Clemson. Can't really do it. Clemson had a horrible year in baseball. They managed to sweep South Carolina. I mean, we can go on and on about where Clemson's athletic program is right now. Unless it's women's sports, they pretty much dominate the state. But to go on and on. He says they have the premier Carolina team already. That's right. North Carolina's in the they can join the conference. That's right. If we have all 125, North Carolina will be there. Good point, sir. Good point. All right. Anyway, getting back to this, though, there is no guarantee of playoff expansion, and Commissioner Sankey says he either wants four teams or 12 teams. And you know what? He's not going to move. Not going to move. And you know what? He probably shouldn't. So they're going to come up with something on the lines of what to go with as far as the playoffs this week. And we could, you know, they could come out and say, hey, we're going to go this route. I think we've talked about the SEC saying, you know what, maybe we could have our own national tournament at the end of the season. I don't think the SEC wants to do that. I don't think they want to do that. They may throw that out there like a big game of chicken, but they don't want to do that. Okay, I think they want to have more of a everyone kind of in the mix. They want to make the most TV money, which is what everybody wants to do. But I think they do want to have everyone else involved as far as the playoff. All right. Anyway, here's the other thing. We got to talk about the schedule. So when Oklahoma and Texas join the league, and there's rumors that they could be joining the league in 2023, that could be happening. And people that want to see like a simple division move of Texas and Oklahoma to the West and one current team from the West heading to the East, which would most likely be Alabama, that could be in the mix too. But you would have four blue blood programs basically on each side with Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
All in the East. And on the West, you'd have LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas A&M. So that could be interesting. But you got to think of it from this perspective, too. Are they going to schedule where you have nine games? Nine games. That would make a lot of sense. Now, we've talked about that before. I like the idea of a 10-game conference schedule, and we may end up getting to a point where that's kind of how it is across the country. But if you're going to go nine games, what you're doing is that you're allowing the conference to actually do conference things, laying down ground rules and making schedules make sense, and not letting athletic directors give their friends from their past existence games where they get payoffs, because that's what happens. Why do you think Vanderbilt's going to Hawaii this year? Got to be something someone knows somebody, right? But also, if you're going to have nine conference games, you're going to have nine matchups that are going to be somewhat worthwhile. Of those nine, I'd venture to say seven of them are probably going to be pretty good. Two of them are probably going to be bad because you're going to have two non-football schools that are going to be in the mix, and it'll throw things off. But you're taking it away from the athletic directors, which is good. But I also like the idea of, look, we're going to have the nine conference games. Then you can play two other Power Five teams, and you can schedule one game with someone that's within 300 miles of your campus. I don't have a problem with that. That makes a lot of sense. If we go to the nine game setup, there's also a possible four division format that may be tossed around down there in Destin. Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt in the North. The SEC North. Man, that sounds crazy. The SEC South has LSU, Auburn, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. The East would have Florida, Georgia, Mizzou, and South Carolina. And the West would have Texas, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Arkansas. They're like Big Eight matchups there, if I remember correctly. That could be interesting, too. Four divisions of four teams, the division winner and runner-up play in the league's 8-team playoff. Maybe that's something that could be in the mix as well. Now, there's also, hold on, I put this stuff over here. Oh, the SEC Network talked about the pod system. And I'm bringing this all up because this all may happen here soon. This week, we could have the groundwork being laid behind closed doors where this just comes out. Now, here's the thing. Everyone else has to react to this. Now, the SEC has to figure out what they're going to do with Oklahoma and Texas. And they may come to that agreement here shortly. But the pod system, according to one proposal, has pod A with Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, and South Carolina. Pod B with Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. Pod C, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. And pod D, Arkansas, Mizzou, Texas, and Oklahoma. So under that format, you get less in matchup frequency and more opportunities for teams to play other programs they may have not had the opportunity to play before. Like Texas A&M, what is it? What was the whole thing with Texas A&M and when the, since they joined the league in 2012? Like they haven't had, like Georgia hasn't gone to College Station? Yeah, we'll remedy that. So all of that coming in this week and why that is so, so big and so important because it's going to have shockwaves across college football. Now, I think eventually, here's what I think is going to happen. I think that this year we're going to have a setup where at the meetings they're going to just make two divisions, possibly move Alabama into the East, whatever, however that sets up. And the reason that they're going to do that is very simple, because I think they're going to expand again. And I think they're going to go after more teams. I think they're going to expand that TV market just a little bit more. And there may be other teams that are out there that are going to join the conference that can help them on that TV side. Not that they need any help. They're going to get a gargantuan contract anyway. But I think that in the end, that's what's going to happen. Some comments from the chat room. Motivated Dedicated says, A&M will never win the SEC. You, sir, are probably correct. Billy says, as long as Tennessee doesn't have to play Bama, UGA, and Florida every year. I mean, you already do that anyway. I do like the idea of, hey, you're going to have it set up where you're going to get those teams like at least once every 4 years. That makes a lot of sense. I can definitely get into that. All right, so if you want to sound off on what I've just came in with and what you expect, me personally, I think we're going to end up with bigger divisions with Texas and Oklahoma joining the West. And possibly Alabama moving to the East, but only for the short term, because I think more teams are coming. I don't know who they're going to absorb, but I think it's going to happen. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown. I think college football's landscape will change in the coming couple of weeks. And a lot of it's got to do with what's going to happen down in Destin, as the SEC figures out what they're going to do with Texas and Oklahoma. More of the Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome to the Run. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Out to the phones we go. Welcome in, sir.
Rob Sanders.
Yes, sir.
Texas A&M, never say never. I kind of agree with you guys, but I can't totally agree because I'm not going to bet on it. I'm never say never. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, we talked about it the other day about solving this college football, you know, problem with the money involved and,
right,
you know, and all this stuff, yik yak and drama and how to fix this and fix that. We determined, I think we both agreed that it's only one guy that can do it. I don't think there's a guy out there that Nick Saban will listen to or can get the job, you know, get the respect enough to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the point now, Rob, where I disowned professional football for a while. I don't hardly ever watch it. NBA, same difference. Now they've ruined college football for me. I'm not crying. Don't y'all, all you guys, Megan, all y'all talking about he's crying. You know, I don't care what you say.
Sir, we gotta respect his name. It's Peg and Megan, sir. Peg and Megan, make sure you get that out there.
If I had some respect for him, I'd get it right.
Sir, he gets upset if we mispronounce his name.
Well, that's what I'm trying to upset him, because I don't care what he's got to say.
He doesn't care. He can't string together eight words. He doesn't care.
Rob, I'm going to let you go, man. You got your A game on again today. I'm not going to listen to Lawton. He wants to talk about movies and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. It puts me to sleep, so I don't need a nap this afternoon. I'm listening to you, though, because you keep me wide open. You got your A game on. Keep up the good work. Later on, dog.
All right, man. See you later. Look, we're not going to bash Lawton Swann either. Lawton Swann's been doing this a long time, and if he's talking about movies – well, first of all, Lawton Swann, we've talked about this before. He's the king of the show tunes. Please call his program and demand that he sings to you the first line from Rent, because he can do that. Make sure that that you get that from him, because he is solid. Don't forget Clemson Sports Talk when we're done. Out to the phones we go. And welcome into the program. Good afternoon.
Guy hates college football so much he's listening to an AM college football show that's being simulcast on YouTube in May.
Fair enough.
That's how much that guy that just called in hates college football. Why is it the people that are loudest about the things they're not going to do are the ones that are actually doing it?
Well, I think that we listen to the loudest voices that are out there, sir. Would you agree on that?
Well, he's listening to college football shows in May. I mean, that's what he's listening to.
Good point.
So I don't really know how serious he is about college football being, as he said, ruined.
I don't think college football is ruined, but I think that there are things that can be improved, but that's with anything.
Right. That's true. That's true. Except for Waffle House hash browns. I don't think those can get any better. The TV market deal, this is why SEC took Mizzou. So, I mean, I get it that Florida State and Clemson would be big football programs.
Right.
That doesn't add any more eyeballs to the TV, though. What about North Carolina, Virginia Tech, TV markets where the SEC doesn't have any teams?
How about Maryland? Lots of people don't really talk
Maryland,
about that.
Market.
Maryland makes a lot of sense, but...
Yeah, huge. You get the D.C. market, the Baltimore and the Maryland market, and you probably get a lot of the Virginia TV market, too.
Yep. I mean, that's why I think that the SEC is not going to go after Clemson, because what do you get? I mean, you don't get any more TV eyes out of that. So you and I agree on that. I think that the first set would probably be, I mentioned Florida State because getting kind of a monopoly on that Florida market down there. But Maryland would be the first place I would go. It would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I never thought about Maryland. That does make sense, though. Yeah.
Northwestern's also in the mix because of Chicago, too. Northwestern should be a school you should go after, too, but to get that Chicago. But I think it's going to come down to 20 teams, which is why I think they'll do just a simple split and add Texas and Oklahoma to the West, have Alabama in the East, do that for maybe two seasons until they add the last four teams, and then they're going to tell everybody else we've got our 20. You guys do whatever the hell that you want.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And you said Alabama to the east, not Auburn.
Yeah, and that's just a guess. I mean, they could. I mean, you could pick your poison and send whoever. Alabama, Auburn. I think they'll keep Ole Miss and Mississippi State over there. Why not put Arkansas over there? I mean, it doesn't really matter. But one of those three will move, in my opinion.
As usual, you're hitting the nail squarely on the head. What we need is Northwestern versus Vandy every single year in a Spelling Bee Bowl. Have a great day.
Mark Kids Bowl, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, we could definitely have that. But you know what? The SEC Network in the quote-unquote off-season, they could have Quiz Bowl. And we could see smart kids with pocket protectors from Vanderbilt and Northwestern squaring off in Quiz Bowl. I mean, why not? We could expand all of that. I mean, that's we could have SEC Network 2. Like they went ESPN and ESPN2, SEC the deuce. Why not? 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number down if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown. Lots of good points there from the caller. Uncle Lou joining the program. We appreciate that. I like the idea of the SEC expanding out and getting more TV markets. Maryland would be one. Northwestern would be another. Do you want to go into Indiana? And you know what? There's an elephant in the room of why not go and go after Notre Dame? Think about that for a minute. Money talks, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the whole thing we've always talked about, all right, Notre Dame should be in the Big Ten. They play several sports in the ACC, but hey, if you can walk in and say, you know what, in 8 years, you're going to get $190 million if you join our conference. We'll just leave that check there for you. Endorse it if you want to join. Thanks. Oh, by the way, the ACC is going to be at about $86 million. Oh, would you like that extra $100 million? Join our conference. That would draw some eyeballs. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown this afternoon on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I've got comments from Nick Saban about Jimbo Fisher. He was asked some questions down at the media day, the summer meetings down in Destin. Also, I've done some stuff on Brian Kelly. And you know what? When I really look at Brian Kelly, I'm going to talk to you about this when I come back. He is the worst buy in college football for what he's getting paid. And I'll explain to you what I mean about that when I come back. Now, Brian Kelly can make me look completely stupid here too, by the way. If he goes out and knocks it out of the park at LSU, which the last three LSU coaches have all won national titles, even though one we found out is a creep, one left for a better program, and one is Ed Orgeron that needs the bouncing ball from Sesame Street to string his sentences together. But they all did win national titles. We'll give them that. And they all left the program kind of hanging a little bit. Is he going to be the fourth guy? He might. But he is the worst buy in college football. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is The Rundown. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. You know, I was doing some looking around as far as some of the hot seat stuff because we try to keep up with that on the coach's hot seat that we do pretty much once every week, especially during the season. Normally, that's on Wednesday. But looking at some stuff here, I think the coach with the shortest leash in the SEC right now is Brian Kelly at LSU. And people are like, wait a minute, Rob, what are you talking about? He just got hired. First of all, the people at LSU don't really care. The clock has started. And he has to continue to fulfill that mode of, hey, The last three coaches that were here won national titles. Get to it, sir. Now, he's taking over a program where I think the absolute floor for the program this year is 8-4. What I mean by that is I could take Jay, who makes dumb comments online every day, I could feed him three Adderall, four bottles of scotch, and send him down there, and he could run that program and make them 8-4. Or your drunk uncle, whoever. We could send them any idiot down there with some speed and some alcohol, and they could run that program to 8-4 with their eyes closed. Okay? That's the floor for that program. Now, the ceiling, if you listen to some folks, is the SEC championship. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's where the vision is with that fan base. It's, we're going to win the SEC every year. That's where we're supposed to be. Now, the clock is obviously already ticking with Brian Kelly. And the reason being is that this guy is the second highest paid coach in the country. This guy makes more than Nick Saban. This guy makes more than Jimbo Fisher. This guy makes more than Kirby Smart. What do all three of those guys have that Brian Kelly doesn't have? How about a national title? Okay, so national championship winning coaches are getting paid less than Brian Kelly at LSU. He is the worst buy as far as getting the most bang for your buck in the country. Now, I understand he plays in the SEC West, and I get that that's hard, and you're going down there, and there's all that pressure. But maybe they should have looked at what Brian Kelly does after Thanksgiving, because it's not very good. It's not. He led three teams to either the BCS or college football playoff games. They lost by a total of 72 points, 24 points overall in each one of those. His teams don't show up when it matters. Okay? After the turkey goes away at Thanksgiving, his teams aren't very good. And this is what LSU was hired. And you know what? I know that people get upset when I say things like that. He may go down there and it may be, look, Rob, he doesn't have to deal with the academic standards he had at Notre Dame. Okay. I get that. He may be able to recruit better players. I get that. But you know what he has to do now, though? He's got to play Nick Saban every year. Yeah, that happens. He didn't have to do that at Notre Dame. He's got to play that SEC West schedule that's tough. That's tough. I mean, it really is. So I think that kind of weighs out the fact that he could recruit and do what he did at Notre Dame. Okay? But this guy's getting paid $9 million a year. He makes more than Nick Saban. And you're paying him to beat Nick Saban. He makes more than Nick Saban. The more and more I look at it, he's got the shortest leash in the country. He really does. And you know what? The LSU fans, man, they're all behind him. The whole fake accent thing, they're all loving that. But if this guy goes out, and let's say they go 9-3 this year, you think there aren't going to be people down there in those Tiger clubs that are losing their minds saying, hey, what the hell are we paying for? This guy went 9-3. We get the janitor to do that. He is the worst buy in the country. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. He is talking a good game, though. He says, I want to beat Nick Saban. Who doesn't want to beat Nick Saban? Yeah, good point, sir. You might as well shoot for the stars here. There are better coaches that are behind you that have beaten Nick Saban, and they don't get paid as much. Just throwing that out there. Papa B says he beat Pittman and Kiffin. You know, I'm not completely sold on Pittman yet, but if you told me that I could get Pittman and pay him half of what I'm paying Brian Kelly, I think I'd rather have that than Brian Kelly. Not saying that Brian Kelly's not a better coach. I'm just saying from a financial standpoint, it just makes more sense. 803-978-1832. Billy says I should stop it with the academics at Notre Dame. They had players that can't read, too. Good, sir. What a mess. Jay says 9-3 would be a great year. When you look at the LSU schedule, yeah, it probably would be. Probably would be. But I think I just think for on the surface, man, that doesn't look like the more and more you see it, especially with that much money, it's not really that great of a hire. Jay says, how can I not be sold on Pittman? He's like a smaller, more wholesome version of me. No, he's not. Stop it. That's not very nice, sir. I think he's upset that I said he could coach LSU to 8-4 if we gave him some speed and some Jack Daniels, a couple bottles of scotch. Or how about some Zima with some grenadine? Just set him up with like six of those. Get him six a day. Let him have that before practice. Some ADD meds. I'm telling you, Jay could lead them to an 8-4 season right now. I'm confident in that. I'm giving you credit, sir. I don't know what your problem is over there, Jay. 803-978-1832. If you're with me on the Brian Kelly thing, I would love to get your calls on that. We can also talk about the SEC and possibly going to a four-division format or the pod system, which would possibly make a good bit of sense. We'll get into that, too, this afternoon here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Jay says he's already, I don't know what this word is, but I can't read it. It's just lots and lots of letters. Apparently, I can go to Notre Dame. Huh? Up on meds. Very good, sir. Billy says, I know it's way too early, but 247, the 23-team ranking says LSU at number 8, Notre Dame is number 1. Kelly needs to step it up. And yes, it is early. Yeah, I get that. I get that. It's going to take some time. Tom says 7 or 8 wins would be good for Brian Kelly's first year. Look, Tom's probably, I don't know if Tom's an LSU fan or not, but I think that that fan base is expecting 9 wins. 9 wins would be par for them. And they're going to be kind of upset about that. 803-978-1832. The news is coming out from Clemson right now that Their baseball coach, Monty Lee, has been fired. I had this information the other night, and I wanted to run through this really quick here. We've got about 60 seconds before we go to a break. But the statement is from Clemson, from the athletic director, is Clemson baseball is a proud program. We as a department are committed to doing all we can to return our program to national prominence. We will work with our student athletes to ensure that the transition process is successful. So, yeah. Look, the program made 12 total College World Series, but they haven't really advanced to a CWS or a Super Regional since 2010. Monty Lee's a good guy, but with the way the program, I mean, they've missed the tournament, what, 2 years in a row? You can't have that. Can't have that at all. All right, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. If you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. More to come in just a moment. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. Big news coming out of Clemson as they are going to, quote-unquote, change the leadership of the college baseball program up there, and they are going to find someone other than Monty Lee to run the program. That's, of course, coming from Clemson, and I'm posting the story right now on the blog page at foxsportsradio1400.com. You can go and read about what they said at Clemson, as it looks like, obviously they're firing him, but he hasn't had a very good season up there. I missed the tournament, what, 2 years in a row? They will owe him $500,000, by the way. That's the buyout on that. And they'll owe him $500,000 to go and get a new coach. So we'll be following that. I'm sure Teddy Hefner will have more on that in the morning as we look at what the big deal is with Monty Lee moving on. All right, a couple of more notes here. Nick Saban, by the way, he sounded off on the 9-game conference schedule. He said, I've always been for playing more conference games, eliminating some of these games that fans, players, supporters are not really interested in. What is the best model? That's the issue. Are other conferences going to play more conference games? All right. You know, but here's the thing. I think that people are going to possibly follow whatever it is the SEC decides to do. That's kind of the way that it is. All right, 803-978-1832. Jimbo, he also had comments about Jimbo Fisher. He said, on saying Texas A&M bought its recruiting class, I didn't say anybody did anything wrong, and I've said everything I wanted to say about this. I should have never mentioned any individual institutions. He also says, I didn't say anything wrong. I have no problem with Jimbo. Imagine that. Yeah, so apparently Saban wants to smooth things out. We'll have to see how that goes. All right, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That's the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I am Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. Jordan says, clear the expectations for baseball are way higher than basketball. Only reason we've kept Brownell this long. We're okay with being mediocre in hoops, I guess. You know, I get that. But in the end, you know, when you miss the NCAA tournament, and by the way, Clemson had the ACC Player of the Year this year in Max Wagner. And you think of the other guys that have gone through under Lee. Spencer Strider was there. Started for the Braves last night. Seth Beer homered on opening day for the Diamondbacks. So he's brought some big-time talent into that program, but they don't weave it together. They just don't weave it together. And you know what? If you're not able to, I don't think any of Monty Lee's teams were really tough. When you follow those teams, they just didn't appear like they were just completely, this is a tough, tough team. They weren't. So we'll have to see where Clemson goes. I have from some folks that I've talked to in the upstate that have said to me that Coach Corbin will be the first call, and then Coach O'Sullivan at Florida will be the second call, both former Clemson assistants. Is that going to be the way that they go? We shall see. It's going to be interesting either way with where Clemson goes with the baseball program. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Brandon's right. Yep, they haven't won a regional in 12 years. I mean, it's just not very good. Not very good at all. Jordan says Monty Lee could recruit but wouldn't get rid of his pitching coach that follows him everywhere. Yeah, and a lot of times that happens. And the press conferences were all the same, too. You just got the feeling they were just slipping. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. As we roll along here on The Rundown, now tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about whatever it is that comes out of Destin, because that's going to be huge. By the way, this came out today. I thought this was interesting. Someone found out the seating chart for the SEC spring meetings. And they talked about how Jimbo is basically at one end and Coach Saban's at the other, which I thought was kind of interesting. But they also had a trio of coaches sitting together. Elijah Drinkwitz, Mike Leach, and Lane Kiffin. And then Shane Beamer's right there next to them. I wonder what those four are talking about. Seriously. That should be interesting. But people, of course, losing their mind. On Twitter, OM Whitmire TV says, I feel like putting Leach and Kiffin next to each other is a grave mistake that will also bring great entertainment, and for that I'm thankful to whoever made the seating chart. I realize it's just alphabetical by schools besides Jimbo being where he is, but still, 10 out of 10. Good point, sir. Let's see here. At Acosta32 underscore JP, Drinkowitz Leach Kiffin is the equivalent of the kids' table. That's where I want to sit. Probably where all the good whiskey's at, too. Wouldn't be surprised about that. Why not? Don't you want to sit there? Someone tweeted, update, Brian Kelly has been moved to the top of the table in the middle of the room for dancing purposes. Good call, sir. Good call, sir. But interesting that even this is scrutinized by a lot of folks. And I wonder if walking down the hall or in a private room or whatever, if Saban and of course, Fisher got together, hugged it out, hand shook it out, or just cut evil eyes at each other. I wonder if that happened. It probably did. I think there's a lot of disdain between a lot of coaches. At ACC kickoff, what was it, three seasons ago before COVID? Dabo Swinney is in the radio hall area, right? Radio row area, and he's doing his thing. And all of a sudden, Dave Doran walks in. No, I'm sorry. Dave Doran was in the area, and then Dabo Swinney walks in, and Dave Doran all of a sudden's got to stand up. Like, I'm the biggest guy here. You can tell those two, they don't have any love for each other, I don't think. I think it's kind of the same way with Saban and, of course, Fisher. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That's the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown as we wrap it up today. But I do think the next couple of days is going to shake college football, because whatever they decide to do with Texas and Oklahoma, that's going to shock a lot of things. And I also think that in 2023 that they're going to be in the conference. So next season, we're going to be talking about, hey, how's Texas and Oklahoma going to do as far as football goes? But I think that trajectory is going to change big time for college football this week from what the SEC does at their spring meetings. 803-978-1832. Billy says, Saban and Jimbo in the bathroom talking. Saban comes out and yells, Jimbo didn't wash his hands. Very good, sir. Very good. That probably would happen. I wouldn't be surprised. Jordan says, I saw a story from one ACC reporter that she shared an elevator with Swinney and Doran, and they stood on opposite sides and said nothing to each other. Yeah. Brother, Lawton Swann and I felt the heat from that. Just that level of uncomfortableness. Like, maybe, I don't know, Swinney shot his dog or something. That's kind of the vibe you got. Seriously, that's the way that it felt. There's just an iciness in between coaches. I think that's out there. I think the older the coaches get, they're more happy with each other. But, I mean, I remember Steve Spurrier. He would have, like, when he would go to Georgia and lose when he was at South Carolina, man, he hated that. Press conferences were quick, and we're out of here. All right. Thank you guys for joining the show. We'll be back at it tomorrow. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.